pasillos.
414 rings.
244 habitaciones.
244 rooms.
¿Está Oslo en el Reino Unido? No, no lo está.
Is Oslo in the United Kingdom? No, it's not.
¿Está en Francia? No, no lo está.
Is it in France? No, it's not.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Te da pereza eso del inglés? Pues ahora puedes venirte con un amigo, con tu vecino, con tu hermano, con tu hermana, con tu madre, con tu padre, toda la familia. Porque los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, los conocidos como trimestrales, son en grupos reducidos, pero en grupo así no te da tanto corte. Llámanos y uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informará de todo y de todas las opciones. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. 833.
Tres meses y luego, ¡pum! Ya está. ¡Qué fácil!
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo tres meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. GrupoVaughan.com.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Hello, everybody. Oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. You're listening to The Salad. Now then, everybody, yes, welcome to another edition of The Salad, of course. Now let us begin as we normally do, not all the time, but most of the time. We like to begin with a conundrum, which is a little test for you. Now I have one here for you. This is our conundrum for today. So she drew blank, plenty of money for the weekend. That's right, salad listeners. She drew blank, plenty of money for the weekend. Okay, and I'm going to post that on our Vaughan Radio app. Okay, if you don't have it, you should get it. It's free. Just download it. Another way to interact with us. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. So she drew blank. Plenty of money for the weekend. Stay tuned to find out the answer. Now then, what do we have for you? Well, of course, we have salad news, news from around the world. And anything else? We also have interesting facts. And because we had Madrid rock band Patient 108... on the programme yesterday. Oh, by the way, they're playing in Salah Alive today at 9:30. I think doors open at 9. That's right. You can go and see him play. So that got me thinking, yes, rock and roll. So today we have some interesting facts about rock and roll. Okay, that's what's on the show. So now it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello, and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline for today. Kazakhstan changes its alphabet again. Okay, that's our headline for today. So Kazakhstan changes its alphabet again. Now then, why would you change your alphabet again? Okay, which means you've done it before. And you may do it again. So yes, Kazakhstan changes its alphabet again. Let's go over live to Kazakhstan to find out more about this. Yuri Brennan, a Russian and Eastern European correspondent, is in Kazakhstan. Yuri, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, I can hear you. Well, I can tell you that Kazakhstan is changing its alphabet for the second time in a year, after the previous one proved highly unpopular.
I see. So did you hear that, Salad listener? So Kazakhstan is changing its alphabet for the second time in a year. Why? Because the previous one proved highly unpopular. So I don't like my alphabet. No, I think they should change it again. So please tell us more.
Well, the president has issued a decree amending last October's decision to move from the Cyrillic alphabet to a Latin one after the much maligned apostrophes caused national uproar.
So they've gone from a Cyrillic alphabet to a Latin one because of the much maligned apostrophes. Lots of little apostrophes in there. I see. So it's much maligned. People complain about it. They hate it. The much hated, we could say. So it caused national uproar. So uproar, outrage, you could say. Indignación. So people were outraged. Indignada. You know, about the change in alphabet. So they've changed it to a Latin one. I see.
Yes, that's right. By decree. Now let me see. Ah, yes, this decision was greeted with derision and, online petitions calling for the apostrophes to be abandoned. Now, not only did the system complete reading and writing critics, but they also said it was also introduced without consultation.
So this is referring to the last change. So the last change, it was the... Let's have a look... Yes, so the Cyrillic alphabet, I see. And they're going to change back to a Latin one because people complained about all the different apostrophes in there. It's true, it makes it difficult, especially nowadays when you're online, using computers, mobile phones, lots of apostrophes are very difficult. So they're changing it back because it was very unpopular.
Yes, that's right. And they said the people were not consulted when the last changes came in. So the apostrophes have now been replaced by accents, with the country adopting the same system as nearby Turkmenistan. That's right, Turkmenistan is very close by. Now, one of the criticisms put forward in October was that simple words like carrot, spelled as sabiz in Latin script, would instead be rendered sabiz.
I see. So simple words like carrot, zanahoria. Okay. Which, now if you have a look at the spelling here, sabiz, in Latin script would instead be rendered as sabiz with accents, because there's quite a big difference if you have a look at how it was written with the old alphabet. Very difficult indeed. A simple word like a carrot Now, a carrot should not be complicated, don't you think, salad listeners?
Yes, so if you say that written, well, it's very complicated with, you know, lots of apostrophes. Now, well, people say the new system will not only make the language look more elegant, but it will save Kazakhs extra key presses on their electronic devices, as you said, which is very important nowadays to have a language that is user-friendly for, you know, electronic devices in a digital world. Now, what else can I tell you? As well as saving users repetitively pressing apostrophes, the new system also means that the letters A, G, N, O, U, and Y will disappear from the language.
Ah, so with the new system, the letters A, now with an apostrophe, so it's A with apostrophe over it, so A, G, N, O, U, and Y will disappear from the language. I see.
What else can I tell you? Oh, additionally, the 24th and 25th letters, S and C, both with apostrophes, will be replaced by SH and SH and a CH, CH, as the 31st and 32nd letters of the alphabet, respectively. Now, the decree gives the country 7 years to completely switch over to the new system.
I see. So this is a decree. So it's a law has been passed. So people have 7 years to, let's say, adapt, to switch over, to change, if you like, or change over, switch over to the system. So it's been phased in, we can say. Now people have 7 years to get used to it before it's, you know, the official switch, you know, is made, or, you know, the time frame finishes, and then that's the official language, the official alphabet. So, I mean, 7 years is quite a good period of adaptation, we can say.
Yes, it's maybe too long, because people think they have a lot of time, but, you know. So, what else can I tell you? Oh, however, someone pointed out that at the end of October, some early adopters have already put up signs in the now discredited apostrophe-heavy alphabet, which will now have to be replaced.
Of course, yes. So many businesses, you know, companies have already put up signs. Yeah, with the now with the apostrophe-based language or alphabet, should I say, not language, alphabet. But now they'll have to be replaced. But you know, I mean, you know, that's at the end of the day, if the communication is better, I think it's worth it. Vale la pena. It's worth it.
Yes, I think so. So here we have it. So Kazakhstan changes its alphabet again. And yes, I think people will be happy. Also, you know, I'm going online now and I'm seeing a lot of people very happy. But of course, these people online, they want something simpler but less apostrophes. Because as you said, we need to live in a digital world. So it's important to have an alphabet that makes a user-friendly alphabet for the digital world. We can say, I like how that sounds. So yes, this is a much more user-friendly alphabet for the digital world. So I'm here from Kazakhstan, back to the studio, Dave.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, a user-friendly alphabet for the digital world. Wow, very important nowadays, I think. And you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Interesting facts. Now then, salad listeners. Yes, because yesterday we had Patient 108, the Madrid rock band, live here in the studio. All four members came in. So I started thinking, right, yeah, rock and roll. Let's have some interesting facts about rock and roll. Because, you know, everyone likes a bit of rock and roll, don't they? Okay, so let's have a look. First of all, now, what was the first CD? I'll ask you the question. What was the first CD to be pressed in the USA? See, like, you press a record or a CD to be produced, we could say, if you like. So what was the first CD to be produced in the US? What do you think, salad listeners? What could it be? Well, let me tell you that Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA was the first CD to be pressed in the United States. So Born in the USA, the first CD to be pressed in the US. I told you these were interesting facts indeed. Okay, now then, you may know about the famous rock concert Woodstock, which was the Summer of Love in the 60s in the US. I think it was 1967, wasn't it, Woodstock? So, having made $18,000, Jimi Hendrix was the highest paid musician to perform at Woodstock, the legendary 60s rock festival. Okay, Jimi Hendrix, who played an incredible set, he was the last person to play, the headliner, we could say. He made $18,000 back then, and he was the highest paid musician to perform at the Woodstock Music Festival. Okay, so we have some interesting facts about rock here, salad listeners. Now, who knows ZZ Top? You probably say Feta Feta Top, do you, in Spanish? Feta Feta Top. Now, in English, we say ZZ. Because, well, we say Z in the English. Okay, at the end, a Z or a Z, Feta. But in the US, it says Z. So, ZZ Top is the name of the band, Feta Feta Top. Now, did you know that the drummer is the only member of ZZ Top without a beard? Barba, beard. Well, let's just go over this again. So beard is barba. A beer, una cerveza. A bird, un pajarito. And a bear, un oso. So in this case, beard, barba. So the drummer is the only member of ZZ Top without a beard. And his name is, wait for it, Frank Beard. Okay, that's right. Francisco Barba. And he's the only one who doesn't have a beard, okay? So the drummer is the only member of ZZ Top without a beard. And his name is Frank Beard. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, interesting facts about rock and roll. Now, if we're talking about rock and roll, well, of course, we should talk about Mick Jagger. Yeah, some people may say he's Mr. Rock and Roll, or not. Well, I mean, yeah, the Rolling Stones, rock and roll. Well, did you know, salad listeners, because these, of course, they're interesting facts. So they have to be interesting, you know? That's one of the rules, okay? So, and I bet you didn't know this. I did not know this. So, Mick Jagger is an experienced ballet dancer. Okay, de ballet. Bailarin, is that what you say? De ballet, a ballet dancer. With years of lessons under his belt. Or we can say to his name. Years of lessons to his name. So you have something under your belt is something you've achieved. Okay. So Mick Jagger is an experienced ballet dancer with years of lessons under his belt. So no wonder he glides and moves, you know, so elegantly around the stage, we can say. That's right. The stage, el escenario. So yes, Mick Jagger is an experienced ballet dancer. I didn't know that. A very interesting fact indeed. Now then, salad listeners. So, although all official sources say it is coincidence, the Pink Floyd album, The Dark Side of the Moon, lines up perfectly with the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. The rainbow on the album cover further pushes the idea that the two are connected. Conspirators refer to the pairing with names like Dark Side of the Moon, The Wizard of Floyd, Dark Side of Oz. So there's a connection between the Dark Side of the Moon, okay, and The Wizard of Oz, apparently. And if you have a look, because there's like a prism, a glass prism with light shining through it, and you almost see like a rainbow color coming out, like The Wizard of Oz. So, there you have it, salad listeners. Now then, so we have Rolling Stone, the band, if we're talking about rock and roll. And we also have Rolling Stone, the magazine. And there's a Bob Dylan song, Like a Rolling Stone. So the term Rolling Stone features quite a lot, you know, in rock and roll. And of course, we say in English, a Rolling Stone gathers no moss. So it's an expression in English, so it keeps moving. That's why it gathers no moss. Okay? So, what rock band or what band do you think has featured most on the cover of Rolling Stone? And this is an easy one, I would say. Well, the Beatles hold the record for most Rolling Stone magazine covers with more than 30. That's right. So, the Beatles have been on the cover of Rolling Stone more than 30 times, and they hold that record. Interesting facts. Now then, so, the song Purple Haze was written by Jimi Hendrix. You know Purple Haze? Yes, by Jimi Hendrix. So the song Purple Haze, well, we could call it the Purple Song if you like, was written by Jimi Hendrix after he had a dream about walking underwater. Okay, so he had a dream about walking underwater. And he woke up and he wrote a song. That song was Purple Haze. So the song Purple Haze was written by Jimi Hendrix after he had a dream about walking underwater. Now, if we're talking about the color purple and rock and roll, there's Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. And can you think of any other songs with purple in the title? Of course, Purple Rain by Prince. So Prince's song Purple Rain is a tribute to Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. Okay. So Prince's song Purple Rain is a tribute to Jimi Hendrix's song Purple Haze, which, you know, he wrote after he had a dream about walking underwater. Pretty interesting, salad listeners. Now then, we have some facts about rock and roll here. Now, U2 frontman Bono got his name from a hearing aid store in the center of Dublin. That's right. So if you have a hearing aid, a little device that helps you hear. A hearing aid, we say. Un aparato, maybe you would say hearing aid. Para el oído, maybe you would say hearing aid. So, U2 frontman Bono got his name from a hearing aid store or shop in the center of Dublin. Not very rock and roll. And that's where he grew up, in the center of Dublin. Now, his previous pseudonyms, alternative names, were Bonavox of O'Connell Street, Bonavox, Bonovox, and originally, let's have a look, I'm not sure if I can even say this, Steinheg van Husenel, bang, bang, bang. Steinheg van Husenel, bang, bang, bang. That was another name that Bono, you know, he used to be called, but it's quite a long name, you know, so I think they shortened it to Bono. So I think Bono sounds fine. But originally Bono got his name from a hearing aid shop in the center of Dublin where he grew up. Rock and roll indeed. That's right. Now the Doors, the band The Doors, Las Puertas, The Doors, were the first band ever to promote a new album through a Billboard ad. That's right. So Billboard's un cartel. You know, you see in the street, a billboard. And that's where you can advertise, of course, for many products. It's very common nowadays. But The Doors were the first band to ever promote an album through a billboard ad. Okay, rock and roll. Now then, well, of course, there's the great argument, who is the king of rock and roll? So if I say that to you, salad listeners, who's the king of rock and roll? What would you say? Well, many people would say Elvis Presley, immediately the king. But some rock and roll historians claim that Chuck Berry is the king of rock and roll, not Elvis. That's right, Chuck Berry. Okay. And of course, if you've ever seen the film Back to the Future, you know, they hail Chuck Berry as the king of rock and roll. So yes, many people would claim that Chuck Berry is the king of rock and roll, not Elvis Presley, salad listeners. Now then, who knows what Elton John's real name is? Anybody? Anybody? Well, Elton John's real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Not very rock and roll. So, he changed his name to Elton John. And to be fair, Elton John is more marketable than get the new album by Reginald Kenneth Dwight. So yes, he changed his name to Elton John. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, now then, let's have a look. Queen holds the Guinness World Record for the longest running rock group fan club. Okay. So, you know, all bands, well, back in the day they had fan clubs. You could write letters to fan clubs, get a fan magazine. So it was, you know, very popular. So Queen holds the Guinness World Record for the longest running rock group fan club. You know, all the other fan clubs have bitten the dust. That's right. You know, have gone away, have died out, we can say, salad listeners. Okay. Now, the Eagles were originally the backup band for singer Linda Ronstadt. So you may not know who she is, but she's a famous singer, of course. But they were her backup band, or a backing band. But of course, the Eagles went on to great things, salad listeners. Okay. Now then. Let's see if we can find one more interesting item for you. Yes. You may know the band, the Foo Fighters. Well, the term used in the 40s by the US Air Force for UFOs or OVNIs was Foo Fighters. So they're named after UFOs, the Foo Fighters. These have been some interesting facts about rock and roll! Now then, salad listeners, yes, here comes our conundrum. The answer, are you ready? So the conundrum was, she drew blank plenty of money for the weekend. And the answer is, she drew out plenty of money for the weekend. So retirar dinero, you can say withdraw or to draw out. So she drew out plenty of money for the weekend. Now remember, plenty of means de sobra, not a lot of money, plenty of de sobra. So she drew out plenty of money for the weekend. So the draw out, sacar. Plenty of, de sobra. That's all we have time for. See you next time on The Salad.
¿Crees tener las cualidades necesarias para el emprendimiento? ¿Consideras que estás liderando a tu equipo, a tu empresa? Si tu objetivo es poner en marcha un proyecto y alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado presentan la tercera edición del seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. Directivos,